The coffee makes you nervous. Switch to Postum. The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Lum and Abner. Have you ever stopped to think how much a bad case of nerves can affect almost everything you do? For instance, if anything worries you, nerves only make you worry just that much more. Or if you're depressed, you're even further down in the mouth. And it's like that with everything when you're jittery and nervous. Well, maybe coffee nerves has you in its grip. But while many people can drink coffee without feeling nervous, many others just can't. So if you think your trouble is coffee nerves, switch to Postum. Because Postum can't set your nerves on edge. It contains no caffeine or stimulant which could possibly do that. Just ask your grocer for either convenient form of this delicious mealtime drink. Postum, made as you make coffee, or instant Postum, mixed instantly in the cup. Then, if coffee has been responsible for your nervousness, see if drinking Postum instead for about 2 weeks isn't just the thing to shake the grip of coffee nerves. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Friends, you know the government has dropped all the charges preferred against Lum of running an illegal post office. However, to teach him a good lesson, Abner and Grandpappy Spears decided to let him remain hidden in the feed room for another week under the impression that he was still a fugitive. Last Wednesday, though, when they finally decided to tell him the truth, Lum, sure the authorities were closing in, had disappeared. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpap over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the matter. Listen.
Yeah, Cedric's bound to be with him, Grandpap. They both disappeared the same day.
He surely ain't taking Cedric to Mexico, though, Abner, on that
lead. I don't know for sure that Lum went to Mexico.
Well, he told us here the other day he was going to Mexico.
Yeah, well, he might have just been talking, though, Grandpap.
Well, he ain't around Pine Ridge, we know that.
No.
You've looked all over the mountains around here, and all over his place over there, searched his barn this morning good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he shows up one of these days.
Well, it's every bit our fault, Grandpap, him leaving. Here he is, slipping around all over the country, thinks he's a hunted criminal. Ain't even nobody looking for him. Well, except us. I want to find him and tell him that that post office department's dropped them charges again.
Yeah. Has he got any relatives at all that you know of?
Oh, no. He ain't got no kin of no kind. That I know of.
Maybe we could advertise in the paper for him. One of them come home always forgave things.
Oh, well, he wouldn't be looking for no advertisements like that in the newspaper.
I don't know. He might be looking in the paper in the classified advertisements for a job of some kind.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't thought about that. But the county seat paper, the Mina Star, don't go clean down into Mexico.
No, but maybe he ain't got down that far yet.
No. I wouldn't mind to pay for an advertisement if we knowed what paper to put it in.
I'd put it in all of them.
Well, where are we going to get the money to do that much advertising?
Let him pay for it himself. He's the one that's lost. It'd be worth it to him to find out there ain't nobody looking for him. The law, I mean. Give him in.
Yeah, but now what if he don't ever show up no more? And paper will send us the bills.
Well, if he don't ever show up, you can sell his place over there for enough money to pay for it.
Oh, well, he generally got that place mortgage just as high as they'll go on it. All he did since I've known him is buy that place back from the bank again.
Yeah. You ought to find out, for if he's gone down into Mexico, I doubt if he'll ever come back again. Feared we'll never see him again, Abner.
Well, he can come back from down there, can't he?
No, if he goes down there and starts one of them revolutions like he said he would, I doubt if he ever comes back. Somebody about take a pot shot at him, climb him up against the wall.
You mean shoot him?
Why, sure.
What for?
Starting a revolution.
Oh, well, what is a revolution?
That's when they start a war again to give them in.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I heard him talking about starting a revolution, but well, I thought it was some kind of a business he's aiming on starting.
Why, no.
You mean that Lum's going down there and start a war all by himself?
Well, of course, Cedric's with him.
Well, yeah, but them two can't whip no whole army.
That's what I'm telling you. He won't last 5 minutes. We've saw our last alum, sure.
Oh, my goodness. Poor old fellas. And it's our fault, too, Grandpa. That's what a feller gets for trying to pull pranks on somebody. We ought to told him at that post office department weren't after him no more.
Well, he's doing it for his own good. Thought a good scare might keep him from getting into any more trouble.
Yeah, and you kept telling him all that stuff about the government men being in town looking for him.
I know. It's my fault.
Told him it had bloodhounds trailing him. They was going to shoot him on sight. No wonder he left. Anybody would have run off.
Yeah, I reckon we did carry things too far.
Yeah. We sent him to his grave. That's what we did. He'll get killed down there starting a war just as sure as the world.
Maybe he'll back out before they get to actual fighting.
No, he won't. No. Even old Lum, how stubborn headed he is. He went down there to start a revolution. I doubt that he'll get it started somewhere or other. He has to walk up and hit the king of Mexico right in the face.
Yeah, that's the trouble with Lum.
Nobody left to care about him. No family or nothing. We oughtn't to tell Cedric's folks about this, Grandpa. It'll just worry his mama plumb to death.
Yeah, I reckon what'll happen to Lum's place over there and his interest here in the store.
What'll happen to him?
Yeah, who'll they belong to now? He ain't got no relates, you say.
Oh, I don't know. Don't know.
Has he got any insurance? Life insurance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's heavy insured. He's always said he's worth more dead than he is alive. $2,000, I believe it is. They're supposed to pay him when he dies.
Well, they won't pay it to him, Abner. They'll pay it to the beneficiaries.
To who?
Whoever he leaves it to. It'll tell right on the insurance policy.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
You're more like the one that'll get it, Abner.
Yeah, just about. Bless his heart. And me the one that sent him to his grave. My land, his little heart.
Whereabouts is the insurance policy at?
Oh, over there in his desk, I reckon. He keeps everything else in there.
Yeah, let me take a look at that thing, see what company it's with, so we know who to notify.
Well, I don't think you ought to do that now, Grandpa. Go through his private personal belongings. Ain't no use to look down there in that top left-hand drawer. All tied up together. Poor old fellow.
Hey, this must be them.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
Last will and testament of Lum Eddard.
Huh?
Here's his will right on top here.
His will? I never even knowed he had one.
You reckon we ought to open it and read it?
I don't know. Don't know what you do in a case like this.
I think we had better so as we'll know who to notify. Might have some instructions and stuff like that.
That's his own handwriting right on the outside of the envelope, sir.
Yeah, that's his scribbler. Yeah,
that's him. He was a good man, Grandpa.
Yes, he was, Emma. Good man.
Best friend I ever had. I can see him sitting there now, that swivel chair of his feet propped up there on the desk, with his eyes closed, thinking. Lum done a powerful lot of thinking.
Listen to this, Abner. This is touching.
Huh?
Break your heart. To who it may concern.
Oh, my.
My last will and testament.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I can read this or not, Abner.
Hand it here. I'll try to read it, Grandpa, please.
I know everything's left to you anyway.
Yeah. Bless his heart. He was a friend. A friend, if ever I had one. To see here, my heart is puddled up. I can't hardly see. Last will and testament of me, L. Eddard. Will number 17.
Yeah, you always made out a new one every time you got mad. I know that.
By the time you read this, I will be passed on to my reward. He must have had a notion this is going to happen to him sometime.
A tuition, yeah. So go on and read it, Abner. I'm curious to see who he's leaving stuff to.
Yeah.
Me and him was awful close, too, you know.
Yeah, I know he was. He thought the world and all of it. I want whoever reads this will to see that all my earthly possessions goes to the best friend I ever had in this world. Bless his heart. The one friend I could always depend on to give me comfort in time of trouble and distress.
Well, skip on down there and see who it is.
I, therefore, being sound in mind and body, do hereby bequeath said possessions to Evelina Schultz.
Evelina Schultz?
Why, Dad, blame him. What's he doing that for? Why, she's been married to Spud Gandalf for 2 years.
Well, look and see when the will was wrote.
May 20, 1935.
Oh, well, no wonder. That's before she married Spud, when her and Rom was aiming on getting married.
Yeah, yeah.
He more than likely forgot to change it.
Well, does this thing still stand then?
Of course it does, if that's the last one he made.
Oh, well, we got to find him, Grandpap. Tell him what he did here. Wait a minute. That door rang. I'll get it. Hello. Jot him down, store. Who? Oh, all right. Yes, Mom, this is me. It's Mexico calling, Grandpa.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe it's Mom.
Hello? Yes, sir, this is me. Yes, sir. He has. What was he doing? Starting a revolution?
Oh, he's still alive, is
he? Oh.
Good for him. Well,
we'll come down there, right? Up where? Oh, all right. We'll be there. Yeah. Just tell him we'll be there. He can depend on us. Goodbye. I noticed he got in the wrong place, Grandpap.
Wrong place?
Yeah, he's in Mexico, all right, but it's Mexico, Missouri. They got him and Cedric in jail for vagrancy. Now then, we got to go up there and get him out.
Well, we imagine Long will have a little trouble starting a revolution in Missouri. You know how music can often express the way we feel? Well, what sort of an idea would this give you? Pretty terrible, isn't it? Discordant and out of tune. In fact, pretty much the way you feel when indigestion makes you sour and short-tempered and disagreeable. Well, what's the cause of your indigestion? Did you ever stop to think it might be coffee nerves? You know that while many people can drink coffee without feeling upset, many others cannot. Perhaps you shouldn't drink it. And if not, if you find coffee does disagree with you, well, why not switch to Postum? Postum, you see, contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. So it can't possibly give you indigestion. You love Postum, honestly. It's just so tempting and full of fragrance and flavor, you'll enjoy it at every meal. And you can easily afford it at every meal. Because actually, Postum costs you less than 1/2 cent a cup. So take a friendly suggestion, will you? If coffee doesn't sit well with you, drink Postum instead. In a few days, see if the tune doesn't change. And after switching to Postum for a reasonable time, say 2 weeks, see if it isn't more like this. Ask your grocer for Postum tomorrow. Don't forget, friends, be with us next Monday evening at this same time when we go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for a good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.